We left off discussing various aspects of Kedusha Sa'aretz, and we pointed out that when it comes to mitzvos atzlios baretz, such as Shmita, Yovel, Trumos, and Maestro, certainly it's not surprising that these halachos will apply in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. These mitzvos are a reflection of the Kedusha of the Kark of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we understand very well why they are limited to Eretz Yisrael proper. But yet there is certainly a host of other mitzvos that somehow seem to be applicable universally, but more surprisingly are limited to Eretz Yisrael itself. For example, the entire concept of smicha, the opening sugyas in the Sefer Sanhedrin, the concept of smicha sekenim, when you confer smicha, ish mi pi ish mi Moshe Rabbeinu, smicha itself is only in Eretz Yisrael, and one wonders why that should be the case. Certainly in no shape or form is it considered to be among the mitzvos hatlios ba'aretz. The same thing is true, the sugya in Horios and Daf Gimel, when it comes to Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. What happens, for example, if the Sanhedrin renders a decision, and surprisingly, they permit something that is forbidden min HaTorah? They tell you this is mutter, and it turns out to be an act of Chil Shabbos Daraisa. In such a case, one would have argued that, you know, each individual, certainly b'shogeg, is obligated to offer his own Karban Chatos. Here the Torah tells us, no, that collectively, the Tzibur, Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, is offered, and each individual is exempted through that chiyuv karbon. Regarding the details of par helam dover shel tzibur, the Gemara tells us in Horios, this is what you find in Yerushalmi and Perek Aleph Halacha Beis of Horios, this is only limited to those who are in Eretz Yisrael itself. Seemingly, par helam dover shel tzibur is not limited to Eretz Yisrael, and yet that is surprisingly the chiddush that you find of the Bavli and Daf Gimel and Horios and the Yerushalmi and Perek Aleph as well. What is it that links these halachos and that limited to Eretz Yisrael as opposed to cases of Chutz Laretz? Tosus points out in Pesach and Daf Gimel and Beis, when it comes to Aliyah L'Regel, when it comes to Karban Pesach, that as well is limited to those who are in Eretz Yisrael itself. And apparently the answer is the following, that yes, those are not mitzvos hatzlios baretz in the classic sense, but the common link is that they all revolve around a chiyuv incumbent upon the tzibur. And that's what the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayos in Perek Dalet of Bechoros, when one is interested in the concept of tzibur, the collective identity of Knesset Yisrael, that specifically applies to Eretz Yisrael itself. And therefore, for example, when it comes to smicha, if it means that the one who receives smicha, or the confirmation of smicha, represents a minoy, an appointment of the tzibur, as the Pasuk tells us, v'tzivisa oso le'enehem, that is done in the presence of the collective tzibur as a whole, that is a reference to those who are in Eretz Yisrael. If you're dealing with par helam dover shel tzibur, that also applies to the residents of Eretz Yisrael itself. The Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos Kuf Nun Gimel, when it comes to the entire process of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam writes the fascinating Kiddush, that Kiddush HaChodesh is performed through Bezdin, but really it's the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael that are Mikadesh the Chodesh. If I were to ask you, so how does that occur? Well, when you have the Sanhedrin, the representatives of the Sanhedrin, they represent, they're the embodiment of the Tzibur as a whole. When you learn, for example, Maseches Sanhedrin, you find a fascinating concept, that there are two different halachos of Sanhedrin. Certain halachos of Sanhedrin are formal requirements of Sanhedrin. Certain institutions require the Sanhedrin itself. But then you have other halachos where it's not as much the Sanhedrin, but rather it requires the tzibur. And how does the tzibur perform a given activity? Who represents the tzibur? For example, the Sanhedrin appoints the Kohen Gadol. Why is that? Is that a formal halacha of Sanhedrin? The Sefer points out, not necessarily. The Kohen Gadol is the representative of the tzibur. So how is it that the Kohen Gadol is chosen to represent the tzibur? The answer is as follows. Well, if it's done by the Sanhedrin, it's done on our behalf. Part of the role of the Sanhedrin is Netzigei Knesset Yisrael. They represent our unity, our collective will, our consent, and therefore they are the ones who appoint the Kohen Gadol. This is true, the Rambamites of Kiddush HaKodesh. It really is the Tzibur that is the Mekadesh. And that's what the Rambamites is true, Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, when you don't have a Sanhedrin formally declaring that now it's Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam writes the Chiddush that it is the Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael that is Mekadesh the Chodesh. When we are Mekadesh the Chodesh, when we treat this as Rosh Chodesh, when we treat this as Yantiv, that is part of Mekadesh Yisrael Bahazmanim. And the Rambam writes, who are we? The Rambam writes, the representatives of Knesset Yisrael that reside in Eretz Yisrael, that is somehow our collective unit, our collective identity. And therefore, Dinei HaTzibur, whether it's a Tainus Tzibur, or whether it's the Hallel that's recited for Anais on behalf of the entire Tzibur, or whether it is Smicha, whether it's Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam writes that is represented by the unity of Knesset Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael itself. It's not surprising. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel that the real halach of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebel Zeh. The Ritva describes Arvus means that Bnei Yisrael is considered literally to be Guf Echad, a single unity. The Gemara writes that didn't apply in the Midbar. In the Midbar, there were many individuals, but the collective identity of Klal Yisrael, that is only when we entered Eretz Yisrael, and that was the full scope, the full sense of Arvus. The role of Eretz Yisrael is to unite Knesset Yisrael, and therefore the identity of Tzibur, the Rambam writes, is defined in terms of Eretz Yisrael itself. And the Rambam writes a fascinating chiddush. When you look in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam writes that Smicha is only confirmed in Eretz Yisrael, that aspect of confirmation of real Smicha of old. And the Rambam writes, and what are the boundaries? What are the parameters of Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam writes, what was Olei Mitzrayim? When we first entered Eretz Yisrael, the broadest definition of Eretz Yisrael itself. You know what's surprising about that Rambam? Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis Sabachim in Perek Vav that when we first entered Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yehoshua, it's true that we conquered Eretz Yisrael, but the Rambam writes that was only a temporary Kedusha. That Kedusha was Kitcha L'Shata V'lo Kitsha Lasid Lava. The Rambam writes the Kedushas Haaretz that we have today is not the function of the time that we entered Eretz Yisrael initially, the time of Yeshua, but rather that is a function of Bayesheni, the time of Ezra. That is what the Rambam writes. So it's somewhat surprising that the Rambam writes Kedushas Haaretz that is manifest from the time of Ezra, and yet the Rambam writes the boundary of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Smicha, that's based on Yehoshua. The Mechassinuch writes in Mitzvah Kuf Chaf that which the Rambam writes, that the time of Yehoshua, that was true, but today, Bizman Hazeh, it is based on Ezra. You know, the difficulty of that Minchas Chinuch is the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam does not say that was true then, but is not true now. The Rambam presents it as though that certain halachas are based on the broadest boundary of Eretz Yisrael even today. And the answer apparently is the following. When we speak about Kedushas Haaretz in terms of Mitzvos HaTlios Baretz Yirai, that the Rambam writes is from the time of Ezra. But when you speak about the role of Eretz Yisrael as reflecting the Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael, that the Rambam writes is not predicated on Ezra at all. That is based on the concept of Eretz Yisrael as Eini Hashem Elokechaba, shame Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Kedushas Haaretz for Tumas Maisros. That the Rambam writes is based on the broadest definition. And this is what the Rambam writes in Gittin Daf Beis, in the Hashmatos of Ramban. If you want to know what are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael and Ramban writes, well, it depends. If you're talking about Mitzvos HaTlios Baretz, then you have to look at Ezra in the time of Bayesheni. But let's assume, for example, the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's dependent on Ezra. Why is that dependent on Ezra? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban writes, applies in its fullest sense even the parts of Eretz Yisrael that were not conquered in the time of Ezra. In other words, Mitzvah Satulias Faretz, Kedusha Saretz, that is where we assume that of Ezra is Kitchel Hashat and Kitchel Hasidavo. But when you're speaking about the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael, Eini Hashem Elokechaba, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that is not bound by what happened in the time of Bayesheni, that's the great chiddush that the Ramban writes in Gittin and Daf Beis, in a word, that what is true of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not true regarding Trumos and Maestros and Shemitah and Yovel. Kedusha Saretz is one aspect, Mitzvah Satmiel Saretz, but yet there's a whole world to uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael, which is true irrespective of what Ezra was able to accomplish in the time of Bayis Sheni. That is the Chiddush, the view of the Ramban, and that is what the Rambam clearly instructs us as well. Two different elements of Eretz Yisrael, in terms of our national collective identity, and then secondarily in terms of mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz as well. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Hosafos to Mitzvos HaSei Dalid, the Ramban is very bothered. You know that the Ramban has an entire list of what the Ramban terms mitzvos sheshochach harav, mitzvos that the Rambam somehow omitted, the Rambam forgot to count. Both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that we assume the halacha like Rabbi Sinai, and that is taryag mitzvos nemru lemoshe misinai. But you know, it's quite an art to take all the different sivuyim of the Torah and to find taryag mitzvos. You know, the Rambam begins with sharashim, multiple principles. What is it that is considered to be one of taryag mitzvos? Because there can be many, many Torah obligations that are not included in minyan hamitzvos. And the Rambam and the Ramban will commonly argue about whether something is or is not included in the minyan hamitzvos. When you look in the Mabit and Kiryas Sefer, in the very Hakdama to the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit writes, you know, you're going to learn Sefer Mitzvos, you're going to come across many, many different disputes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether something is a mitzvah in Taryag, whether it's not part of Taryag Mitzvos. The Mabit just writes, just realize, take a step back. Most of the time they're arguing about some technical nuance. They're not arguing about whether it is really a mitzvah or whether it is not a mitzvah. We discussed, for example, before Shavuos, the obligation of Birchas HaTorah. The Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos, the Mitzvah Tezvav, counts Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah. Daraisa, the Gemara Brachos Kapalot, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havugol Elokeinu. Surprisingly, the Rambam does not count Birchas HaTorah as one of Taryag Mitzvahs. Even though the Gemara writes, Minayin the Birchas HaTorah Lifaneha Min HaTorah, Shenemar, Kishema Shemekra, Hovogod, Elokeinu. It seems pretty clear from the Gemara that there is such a mitzvah, and the Rambam does not count that at all. So the Mabit writes, don't make the mistake and assume that this is a machlokas, whether Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa, or whether Birchas HaTorah is only Darabanan. Everyone agrees it's a mitzvah which is Min HaTorah. The Ramban writes it's an independent mitzvah. And the Rambam apparently argues that no, it's subsumed under the broadest heading of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not only the act of Limud HaTorah, but in conjunction with Limud HaTorah is Birchas HaTorah as well. So it's an important machlokes as to what is the relationship of Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. In fact, if you look in the Ramban assumes that Birchas HaTorah, just as an example, is not a bracha on Limud HaTorah. The Ramban writes that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas Hodah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. And therefore the Ramban writes that Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah are two independent mitzvahs. Tosa says, Tudeos and Brachos Yeralef Mabeis, is it necessary to learn after one recites Birchas HaTorah? You know, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, well, after you recite a Birchas HaMitzvah, you better quickly perform the mitzvah. If it's a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah, it doesn't necessarily require that it must be followed by Limud HaTorah itself, right? These are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Mem Zayin. Our practice of after Birchas HaTorah recording psukim and reciting brisos is because that one day in Tosaf the Chochmei Tzarfas, then one should see to it that you learn after reciting Birchas HaTorah. But again, not at all a simple assumption, according to many, many Rishonim. The Ramban writes it to Birchas Hodah, similar to Birchas HaMazon. So that's an example of a mitzvah that everyone agrees is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but the technical component, to what extent is it linked to Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah, to what extent is it considered to be independent? It's a critical machlokes, but not d'oraisa and d'rabbanan. The reason I mention that is because the Ramban is also bothered by the fact that the Rambam does not count in Sefer HaMitzvos the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Torah does tell us in the Midbar, in Perek Lamed Gimel, that Behorashtem Es HaAretz V'Yishavtem Ba, you're to conquer Eretz Yisrael, you're to settle in Eretz Yisrael, and yet the Rambam does not count that in Sefer HaMitzvos at all. So again, it's a surprising omission, but it does not necessarily mean that therefore it's a tip-off that the Rambam does not consider Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah at all. You know, it's a difficult assumption to argue that the Rambam would maintain that there is no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There is such a idea, right? If you look in Megillas Esther, it's a popular doctrine, right, that's quoted, that according to the Rambam, there is no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's as though that this mitzvah only applied in earlier times, but it does not apply as a mitzvah doros. Once we were sent into Galus, there is no longer any mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Megillas Esther writes, is the view of the Rambam Shita. It's a very difficult possibility in the Rambam. Avnei Nezer, point by point, rejects the Megillas Esther. Avnei Nezer is found in Yeridei in Tuf Nun Dalet, where he writes, it is obvious, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. To argue that that was only a Hora Shah, it only applied then, and does not apply once you're sent into Golos, how can that be? The Rambam writes that mitzvos Hashem are enduring. The Rambam writes that's one of the Ikari Amunah, that mitzvos are perpetual. Unless the Torah tells us the mitzvah only applies now and doesn't apply then, to argue that the fact that we're sent into Golos means there no longer is a mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, how at all can that be? And if you look in the Rambam, it's so explicit. Now, the Rambam writes in Perikid Gimel of Hilchos Yishuv. Let's assume, for example, there's kind of a tug of war, no, between husband and wife. One wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, like one wants to live in Chutz Laretz. The Rambam writes, the one who wants to live in Eretz Yisrael is in the right. Now, they are the one who have the moral high ground, the halachic high ground. The Rambam is mefurish, to the extent that if one party wants to go, another party does not want to go, and as a result, right, the marriage is severed, who's responsible for breaking up that marriage? The Rambam is explicit, the party that wants to remain in Chutz Laretz. And therefore the Rambam writes, if it's she who wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, in such a case the Baal is obligated to pay a full ksuva. If she refuses to go to Eretz Yisrael, so therefore the Baal is not the one who unreasonably is severing this issue. The Rambam is explicit. In Perikid Gimel of Hilchos Yishuv, it's hard to imagine that Eretz Yisrael is value neutral, but the Rambam writes here in Hilchos Yishuv that, right, those stunning, stunning conclusions. The Rambam writes in Perakei Hilchos Melachim the same thing regarding an Eved. An Eved. Now an Eved can demand Shifer. An Eved Kanani can say, look, you know, that we should be in Eretz Yisrael, and if you're not willing to make Aliyah, you have to be Meshachrim, you know? And in such a case, that is legitimate grounds, the Rambam writes of Shichur. Hard to imagine that the Eved can insist on Shichur, the husband can insist, the wife can insist, and yet there is no mitzvah whatsoever. So it is an interesting point that the Rambam does not count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael independently, and one has to explain why in fact that is true, but to argue that that means according to the Rambam the mitzvah doesn't apply, that's a very, very unlikely possibility. What is clear also from the Ramban is as follows, and that is that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is unrelated to mitzvos HaTlius Baretz. Maybe one could argue as follows, that, you know, there are many mitzvos that one can only perform in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore naturally one should go to Eretz Yisrael for that opportunity. There is such a view that Tosus describes in Ksuvos Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, where Tosus writes that the reason many did not go to Eretz Yisrael was because, after all, first Tosus writes Sakanas Drachim, because there was a great, great Sakana. Right, the Avnezerites, in his time there was no Sakana. Surprising, and therefore that reason of Tosus would not apply. And then Tosus writes that you go to Eretz Yisrael to perform the mitzvot HaTlius Baretz, which, right, in their time were rarely fulfilled. They didn't have the network for Trumos and Maestros and Shemitah and the likes, so the Tosfos points that out as well, linking Mitzvah Satzelios Ba'aretz with the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban is explicit that these two are not necessarily linked. The Ramban writes that you'll fulfill the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael living in areas that are Eretz Yisrael, which Ezra did not conquer, even though there aren't Mitzvah Satzelios Ba'aretz, but nonetheless, certainly that is part of Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, the Ramban is clear that Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is an independent Mitzvah aside from those elements of Mitzvos Hatzlios Baretz. So Ramban writes that Chiddush, that Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is independent, and it is true irrespective of Mitzvos Hatzlios Baretz. But the Ramban does not count this in Mini HaMitzvos. Again, as mentioned, it's not because the Ramban assumes that Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is value neutral, or Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is not considered to be a Mitzvah. Avnezer and Tov Nun Dalid writes the following, that there are cases where the Rambam will not count overlapping mitzvahs. We discussed in earlier shiurim, but the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos in Mitzvah Chaf, and that is the mitzvah of Osli Mikdash B'Shachanti B'Salcha. You're obligated to build a Mishkan, to construct a Beis HaMikdash, Osli Mikdash B'Shachanti B'Salcha. And you find a fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban as follows. What about Klei HaMikdash? What about all the Kelim? Again, if you're going to count every Kli independently, that's going to disrupt your Taryag Mitzvahs. Not every Kli in the Mishkan is a separate Mitzvah. So both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that you don't count Klei HaMikdash independently. You certainly don't, but for very different reasons. The Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Chaf that all of the Kelim, the Shulchan, the Mizbeah, the Kiyor, the Menorah, they are all included under the broadest mitzvah of Vosli Mikdash, the Shachanti B'Salchan. The mitzvah is Asiyas HaMishkan V'Kelav. And therefore that is considered to be the mitzvah. The Ramban is very bothered. You know, we've discussed in many contexts over the years that the Ramban himself writes, Dalad Minim Shabalulav, I'm going to count as one mitzvah. Even though there's Lulav, Esther, Hadas, and Ravos, no, only one mitzvah. Why is that considered to be one mitzvah? Because they are me'akvim zeze. Each one is indispensable. If you don't have a Lulav, I wouldn't say, you know what, but take the Esther. You don't have an Esther, I wouldn't say be no to Lulav. And therefore, if they're all me'akvim zeze, each one is indispensable, that's an indicator of a single mitzvah. What about Tefillin? The Rambam counts Tefillin as two independent mitzvahs, the Tefillah Shoyah, the Tefillah Shorosh, two separate mitzvahs. Why is that true? The Rambam indicates because they're ein makvin zezeh. If you don't have the Tefillah Shel Yad, you will still put on the Tefillah Shorosh, and therefore that indicates that they are independent mitzvahs. That seems to be the Rambam's principle. We've discussed in many different contexts that the Rambam at first glance does not seem fully consistent. The Rambam counts Tcheles and Lavan as one mitzvah, even though Tcheles and Lavan are Ein Ma'akten Zezeh. You look just in those mitzvahs, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The Rambam discusses Yud is Kriyashma. Kriyashma, the Rambam writes, is one mitzvah. Hamayim b'yom karnes hashma v'shachuv kumecha. There's certainly Ein Makdin Zeze. If a person didn't daven Marav last night, they wouldn't say, don't recite Kriya Shema today. Each one is independent, and yet the Rambam counts Kriya Shema as a single mitzvah. Then the Rambam goes on to Tzitzis, right? One mitzvah. Tchilas and Lavan. Tchilin, two separate mitzvahs. Very unclear in the Rambam Shita what is considered to be a single mitzvah, what are two independent mitzvahs. So that's what the Ramban asks. The Ramban says, wait a second. If I look at all the Kalim, is that more similar to Lulav? Or are the Klei HaMikdash more similar to Tefillin? So the Ramban writes, the Kelim are certainly Ein Makvin Zezeh. Let's assume you don't have a menorah, but don't you still offer Karbanos? You don't have a Shulchan, don't you still light the menorah? In other words, that each one of the Kelim is independent. There should be similar to the case of Tefillin. Not like Davening and Shabalulav, where every component is indispensable. So the Ramban objects to that view of the Rambam. The Rambam who says that all of the Mikdash and all the Mishkan together with the requisite Kelim are considered to be a single mitzvah. They are Ein Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. So what is the Ramban's view? he's going to count each one separately. No, the Ramban says, I can't count each one separately. You'll far exceed the cap of Taryag Mitzvos. The Ramban gives a very different explanation of why you don't count the Klei HaMikdash as separate mitzvahs. This Ramban is found later. The Ramban is Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Chaf. This Ramban is found in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. Why Lamed Gimel? Lamed Gimel is the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. The Rambam counts a mitzvah for the Kohen to don Big Day Kahuna. Levishas Big Day Kahuna. The Ramban objects. Why is Levishas Big Day Kahuna a mitzvah? That's not a mitzvah. The Ramban writes, isn't that a Hechsher mitzvah? No. The Kohen has to do the Avodah. The Zman Shabig Dein Anehen Kohen Asan Alehen. The Kohen has to don the Big Day Kohen in order to facilitate Avodah. If he doesn't, he violates Nisa Daraisa, and Avodah is Pasol. The Avodah is Mechulelis. So, of course, it's a necessary precondition of Avodah. We call that a Hechsher mitzvah. So the Ramban writes, I'm not going to count Big Day Kohen as a separate mitzvah. That's a Hechsher Avodah. And the Ramban there writes, and the same is true when it comes to Klei HaMikdash as well. There is a mitzvah of Avodah. There is a mitzvah of Hadlakas Aneros. So as a precondition of Hadlakas Aneros, you have to construct a menorah. In order to offer karbanos, you have to have a mizbeach. Lechem hapanim, you have to have a shulchan. So the Ramban writes, I agree, I'm not going to count all of the kelim separately, but not because of the Ramban, but rather because each one of the kelim is simply a hechsher avoda. So the Rambam and the Ramban both agree that we're not going to count them separately. But according to the Rambam, it's all subsumed under Vasli Mikdash Veshachanti Veselchan, all the klei avoda. According to the view of the Ramban, no, it's not part of Vasli Mikdash, but it's a hechsher avoda itself. Good. That's the machlokas Rambam Ramban. I'll tell you a beautiful l'shitase. You know, if I were to ask you, in a couple of words, how would you describe the essence of the Mishkan, the essence of the Beis HaMikdash? What is its purpose? So if you look in the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvah Chaf, the Rambam writes, what's the purpose of the Mishkan? What's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam writes, it's a Beis Avoda. A Beis Avoda. That's the term the Rambam uses, a Beis Avoda. If you look in the Ramban elsewhere, the Ramban, the very beginning of Parshas Truma, the Ramban describes the purpose of the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash in a very different way. The Ramban tells you the following, that we were zochet to receive the Torah of Hashem at Har Sinai. That was a moment of intense Hashras Hashchina. And Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to capture and to preserve the Hashras Hashchina of Mam at Har Sinai l'doros. And where is that? The answer is Vasli Mikdash, Veshachanti B'Solcham. The purpose of the Mishkan and Mikdash is to preserve the Hashras Hashchina that was felt at the time of Kabbalah Torah. And the Ramban writes, that's why the Torah describes Mamet Har Sinai, and the Torah describes the Mishkan using the very same terms. The Torah describes the Kavod Hashem that was present at the time of Mamet Har Sinai, and the Torah tells us the Chavod Hashem Aleihas HaMishkan. Chavod Hashem, that was the essence, that was its purpose. In other words, that the essence, the purpose of the Mishkan is not a Beis Avoda, but rather it's a Beis Hashchina, a place of Hashras Hashchina. So if someone were to ask you, and what is the purpose of Mishkan? The Rambam writes a Beis Avoda, the Ramban writes a Beis Hashchina. So I'll tell you the Shitas in the following sense. According to the Rambam, that the essence of a Mishkan is Beis Avoda, doesn't it make perfect sense that the Klei Avoda are part of that mitzvah? That's what the Mishkan is. It's a Beis Avoda. So, what about the Kelim? Of course, the Kelim are necessary to do the Avoda. But according to the view of the Ramban, the Mishkan is a Beis Hashchina. One could envision a Beis Hashchina without Hadlakas Aneros, without the menorah. So the kelim, the klei avoda, are not part of the mitzvah of Asli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Solchan, but rather they won't be counted for another reason. I'm not going to count making a menorah, because making a menorah is a hechsher mitzvah of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Aneros of the menorah. Making a mizbeach is a hechsher mitzvah of the avoda sakarbanos, but not of Asli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Solchan. That's the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban now runs into a little bit of a problem. The Ramban writes, to label all of the kelim as a hechsher avoda, that generally is very good. Making a menorah is a hechsher avoda. Making a mizbeach is a hechsher avoda. What do you do about the aron? The aron. V'asu aron. V'asu aron is a hechsher avoda. What avoda is it that requires an aron? The definition of the aron is a step, a tool toward avoda. Certainly not. It's true that the Aron is involved in Avodah Siyam HaKippurim, but you know what, even by Yisheni, when Aron was not present in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you still had Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You wouldn't describe Aron as clay Avodah. So the Ramban is very troubled. V'asu Aron. So you know what the Ramban writes? A very great Kiddush. V'asu Aron is a mitzvah. V'asisa Shulchan is not a mitzvah. Vasisa Kior is not a mitzvah. Vasu Aron, that is a separate mitzvah. That's the view of the Ramban. And therefore, the Ramban maintains that other kelim not, but Aron yes. That's part of the uniqueness of Aron. It's one of the kelim of the Mishkan, but it is not clay avoda, and therefore it's counted as a separate mitzvah. Tabinezer is bothered by the following. According to the view of the Ramban, why is it that you don't count Va'osu Aron as an independent mitzvah? After all, if the Mishkan is a Beis Avoda, and therefore you don't count the Klei Avoda, but Aron is not one of the Klei Avoda, why isn't Aron counted separately? So Rav Eliezer writes the following. What do you mean that the Rambam would agree, Vosnei Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sochan, that the purpose, the act of making the Mishkan in its entirety, is to ensure Hashras HaShchinah, and the Hashras HaShchinah is represented by the Aron itself. The purpose of Vosnei Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sochan is as well to be able to house the Aron, to be able to house the Aron. Rav Soloveitchik would often comment that the Kedushas HaMishkan, the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, was dependent upon the Aron. Because if you look in the Rambam in Perek Dal of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam stresses a fascinating historical concept, and that is that the Rambam writes the Aron is present in the Makom Mikdash, even though it's not in the era of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Shlomo Melech knew that Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, and he built underground chambers to house the Aron in the time of the Churban, and the Rambam writes that's where the Aron is found even today. Rosh Hashanah pointed out, fascinating, that the Aron is present today in the Makom Mikdash, and it was present all through by Yisheni in the Makom Mikdash, but La Halacha, what importance is that statement? And perhaps the importance is exactly that the Kedushas HaMikdash, the Kedushas HaMishkan, that all housed, that all depended upon the presence of the Aron. Mr. Soloveitchik pointed out the fascinating parallel in the Rambam, the same thing is true regarding Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. What is the uniqueness of a shul? It's not just simply a vehicle for tefillah, tefillah b'tzibur, and talmud Torah b'tzibur, but rather the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is that the shul houses the Sefer Torah and the Aron, just as the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash house the Aron as well. Rav Soloveitchik used to often comment that a base tefillah without an Aron does not have a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is not because of the tefillah Shabbat, because one davens there. That would be called Tashmishei Mitzvah, a tool to perform a mitzvah. Tashmishei Kedusha means something that links to the Sefer Torah in a very direct sense. And therefore, by Kedushas Beis HaKnesses as a Mikdash Ma'at requires that its purpose is to house the Aron, to house the Sefer Torah. But the Rambam does not count Aron separately. Avinezer writes the following finish, that the Rambam writes Vosnei Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sochan, and the whole purpose of constructing the Mishkan, the Mikdash, is to house the Aron. So therefore the Rambam is not going to count as two separate mitzvahs: one, build a Mishkan, a Beis HaMikdash, and the second, construct an Aron. One is a means to an end. The whole purpose of the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash is in order to house the Aron, in order to house its luchos. And therefore the Rambam will count one and not count the other. Avinezer writes the same thing is true when it comes to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael itself. You know, to argue according to the Rambam that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah, it's not no Heges Hadaros, it's a very difficult position. After all, the Rambam does count in Kuf Pei Zayin, the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Hachrin Tachrimin. Hachrin Tachrimin, no? That means that you're obligated to go into Eretz Yisrael. When you conquer Eretz Yisrael, you're obligated to, wipe out the Shiva Amin. So it's unusual. What exactly does that mean? Hachrim Tachrimim is a mitzvah. In Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not. Go into Eretz Yisrael, conquer, divide, make sure, eradicate all of what is our from Eretz Yisrael, and then what's the next step? And then leave? Because there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Adonai says, how could it be? But there's a mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim, there is no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Isn't the entire purpose of Hachrim Tachrimim, meaning in order to go, to be able to divide and to conquer and to settle and to live in Eretz Yisrael, to conquer and then to evacuate? Hachrim Tachrimim is a mitzvah l'doros, and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not. And that's exactly what the Ebenezer writes. It's precisely because of this that the Rambam does not count both. Once the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim, the Rambam describes as a mitzvah doros the act of conquering Eretz Yisrael, so therefore the purpose of the conquest is to live, is to reside, and therefore the Rambam is not going to count each one independently, just as the Rambam does not count Vosnei Mikdash and Va'asu Aron. That's the Chiddush that the Avnezer writes. Avnezer writes, it's clear that the Rambam maintains it's a mitzvah, but on those technical grounds, it is not something that is to be counted independently. There's a fascinating concept that Gorin writes, where he explains that perhaps there's another fundamental reason that the Rambam does not count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as an independent mitzvah. He writes that he's heard in the name of others that maybe one could argue that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not simply a mitzvah, it's kind of an ikar shebetorah. It is such a foundation and such a pillar, involving so many parshas of the Torah, it's not merely a mitzvah, but rather it is an ikar, it's yesod, and therefore that should not be counted independently. That's a very difficult approach. After all, Sir Rambam writes that emunah is a mitzvah among tayag mitzvahs. There's no greater ikar in yesod and amud than emunah b'Hashem, and that no doubt is considered to be a mitzvah. But Rav Gorin does suggest the following possibility. What does it mean, tayag mitzvahs? Tayag mitzvahs is tayag mitzvahs nemru l'moshe misinai. No, that means that at Harsinai we are bound to observe all of the tayag mitzvahs. That's nitna tov v'yischad shalacha. The reason that we perform so many of these mitzvahs, no? The Rambam reiterates, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis Nechun Daf Kuf, we discussed many times regarding Bris Milah. Our observance of Bris Milah is not because of Avraham Avinu, our observance of Bris Milah is because of Parshas Tazria, the Nitna Tov, Nischad Shalacha. And the Rambam writes, that's the meaning of Taryag Mitzvahs, Nemru, the Moshe Misinai. What about when it comes to our claim, our stake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Here Rav Gorin writes the following, is that a function of Taryag Mitzvahs, Nemru Moshe Misinai? That he writes is not true. But our claim, our stake, as we discussed last week, in terms of Eretz Yisrael, that is because of the Bris of Avraham Avinu. L'zaracha nasati es ha'aretz hazos, kvar nasati. Our claim to Eretz Yisrael, is not predicated on Taryag Mitzvahs, Nemru Moshe Misinai, but that is part of the Bris Avos, and therefore perhaps that is not considered to be Taryag Mitzvahs Nemru L'moshe Misinai. So a detail such as Shumos and Maitzah Shmit and Yovel, that's true. Those mitzvahs we have, but the stake, the claim, the concept of the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, in such a case, that perhaps is not counted in Sefer Mitzvahs for that particular reason. Rabbi Nezer writes at great length, with great adamancy, that according to the Rambam Shita, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is undeniably a mitzvah doros. It's a basis of shichur, it's a basis of gerushin, It's not counted on more technical grounds because of the overlap of Hachrim Tachrim. And interestingly, Avnezer does write that what is the nature of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? He writes in that piece, in Tafnun Dalid, the mitzvah is not simply to reside in Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means to be able to contribute and to be able to live off of the Tuv Haaretz. It's a lengthy second half that the Avnei Nezer writes. Right, simply to reside in Eretz Yisrael, but not necessarily to productively build up the land of Eretz Yisrael. Or he writes to reside in Eretz Yisrael, but to be solely supported by Chutz La'aretz. Avnei Nezer writes that's not the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv means, in the broadest sense, of one who comes and cultivates, one who has avos, lives, so to speak, as a result of the Hashpah and the Tosefes, Shefa Bracha of Eretz Yisrael itself. That's a further fascinating ha'ara that Avnei Nezer writes. But undeniably, according to the Rambam, that is considered to be a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as well. It's interesting, if you look in the very beginning of Hilcho Shabbos, in Reish Mem Ches, there the Mechaber writes, based on the Sugi Yodhi in Shabbos, of the following, that the Gemara describes, when is a person, the Tzarech Mitzvah, allowed to put himself in a potential situation of Dechias Yisurim? We also discuss this for fastening applications, but no, sometimes, again, a person is faced with a situation where Pikuach Nefesh, right? Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So if a person is faced with that reality of Pikuach Nefesh, certainly Pikuach Nefesh is Doches HaShabbos. We once discussed the fascinating machlokes Balmor Ramban is found in Shabbos Daf Nun Gimel and Daf Pei Harif. Can a person kind of put yourself in a situation of the Chiyas Yisurim? Machlokes Balmor Ramban was fascinating. Now, what happens if you have a bris mila on Shabbos? Well, the Mishnah tells us it's necessary to prepare water in advance, to boil up water, to have sterilized hot water, to wash the child before the bris, and to wash the child after the bris. If you can't wash the child before or wash the child afterwards, the Gemara considers that to be a sakana. Infection can easily set in, and therefore that is absolutely necessary. So therefore, if you know you have a bris on Shabbos, you have to prepare before Shabbos, and part of that preparation is to see to it that water is set aside for rechitza kodam hamila and rechitza achar hamila. The Gemara is clear. What happens if yishtapu chamima? What happens if all the water spills out? Right, and now it's Shabbos. Well, I'm not allowed to cook up water on Shabbos in order to wash the baby. That's not bris mila, that's machshire mila. And machshire mila is not doches on Shabbos. The Ramban discusses in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed whether that is mutter al yedei nachri. Can you have a nachri engaged in what would be chilul Shabbos daraisa for a Jew for the purpose of the mitzvah of bris mila? Two views that the Ramban discusses, but a Jew certainly cannot go ahead and do so. Fascinating machlok is Balmon Ramban. I have two vials of water. Right? One is for before the bris, one is for after the bris. You know what happens? One of them spills. And now, it's Shabbos. I have enough water to wash the child before the bris. But I'm going to be stuck right after the bris. But after the bris, the child is a Cholesh Yesh Bo Sakana, and Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. So what do you do? So Ramban writes, what do you do? The famous line of the Ramban is, Ein mitzvah elishata. You can do a mitzvah now, do the mitzvah now. Good, you have a mitzvah bris mila, you cannot delay. You must do it right now. What will happen 5 minutes from now? So Ramban says, good, so we'll cross that bridge when we get there. 5 minutes from now, it's Pikuach Nefesh, and you're ill-prepared, and therefore now a Jew is allowed to heat up necessary water to take care of the needs of that child. You knew going in that you're going to have to result on Bechias Yisurim. The Ramban writes, that's okay. And the Balamor disagrees. The Ramban writes, you know, if you're faced with Pikuach Nefesh, everyone who gives that smutah. But the Balamor writes, you can't set up a situation of Bechias Yisurim. And therefore the Ramban writes, under such condition you have no choice but to wait until Sunday to do the bris, because you know very well going in that you're ill-equipped, and you're going to have to be Mechal HaShabbos, even though you're Mechal HaShabbos under the guise of Pikuach Nefesh, but you cannot set up such a situation of Techias Yisurim. That's the view of the Balamor. That's the Balamor in the Dapi Arif and Daf Nun Gimel. What's very interesting is that Balamor in the very beginning of Shabbos seems to contradict, because here the Balamor writes as follows. You know, traveling to Eretz Yisrael today was not like traveling to Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Gemara. So the problem was as follows. Can I go ahead and go on that ship? Right? It's bound toward Eretz Yisrael. But you know what? That it's going to mean that I'm on that ship during Shabbos, very likely having to be Machal Shabbos. Right? Because, you know, all of a sudden the surf will rise and all of a sudden there's an element of sakana and I'm going to have to do malach in order to see to it that everyone is safe and sound. So that's what the Baal HaMor in fact discusses, that are you allowed to put yourself in such a situation? And the Baal HaMor writes on the Gemara, fascinating chiddush, that you know what? A week is divided into two halves. Right? The first several days of the week, right, is part of the previous Shabbos. Right. However, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is part of the coming Shabbos, and that's what the Baal HaMor writes based on the Gemara, that during the beginning of the week one can do so, but for the end of the week one cannot do so. At the end of the week, a person already has to be mindful of the potential aspects of Chilul Shabbos. Right? On the Shir Shol Yom of Yom Revi, right, we say B'chun Aranana. No? What is B'chun Aranana? It's a Kabbalah Shabbos. We're not accepting upon ourselves Shabbos on Wednesday, but we are acknowledging on Wednesday that, you know what? The week has shifted. There's a certain transition. Now the focus, the balance, the second half of the week is directed toward, right, the coming Shabbos. The Baal HaMor writes, that's true, l'halacha. So generally speaking, the Baal HaMor writes that at the beginning of the week, one can embark on enterprise that, you know, maybe down the road could potentially result in an aspect of Chilul Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh, but not if it's close to Shabbos. Unless the Baal HaMor writes, it is Letzorech Mitzvah. If it's Letzorech Mitzvah, so then a person can do so even toward the end of the week, even toward Thursday. And what's the example of Tzorech Mitzvah? For the purpose, for example, of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If that boat is headed toward Eretz Yisrael, in such a case, Hashem Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, one can go ahead and do so. That's the Chiddush of the Baal HaMor. That's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Ches, that a person can put themselves in a situation where there's a potential, not Vaday, but a potential, right, need to be Machal Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh, as long as it's considered to be Letzorech Mitzvah. That's what the Machaber writes in Reish Mem Ches. An example is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Magen Avraham has two days. Fascinating. In Reish Mem Ches, when the Machaber writes Eretz Yisrael, is that to live in Eretz Yisrael? Or is that even visiting Eretz Yisrael? Is there a kium of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael for one who even visits? That's two days. The Magen Avraham, right, lahalacha, based on that distinction about to what extent is that considered to be an element which in fact is Letzorech Mitzvah. So we no doubt assume that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, right, tudeos that the Ramban, tudeos that the Magen Avraham mentions. Does it mean only living, only formal aliyah? Does it mean, right, even visiting? And a further machlokas haposkin, does the duration of the visit, right, play any role in terms of that particular kiyum? But we certainly assume that there is such a mitzvah, right? But the mitzvah, no doubt, as we'll have to discuss, is one which has to be balanced in terms of multiple factors. Abinazer said, on the factor of being in Eretz Yisrael very productively to be able to literally build up Eretz Yisrael itself. But again, the Rambam sheet is clear. It's not counted separately in Minyan HaMitzvot, but for the various reasons mentioned, the Rambam perhaps would acknowledge that, of course, right, there is such a mitzvah. The Rambam counts Hachrim Tachrimim as a mitzvah d'oros. How could it be that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is considered to be that which indeed is value neutral? So although Machlokes, the Ramban, whether there is such an independent mitzvah, right, the value of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's clear, not only according to the Ramban sheet, but even according to the Rambam as well.
God willing, there'll be a share Wednesday evening, same time. How do you want it, Adam?